Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, you. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And yes, indeed, in this Shabbat, the Most High has declared. Yes, even purposed the Shabbat for the express purpose that his people and all things be made whole and complete. So let us follow the command of the Most High and be true to what he has declared in all things. Let us prepare. Let us prepare, my brothers and sisters, for that wherever it is that there might be error, it might be corrected. And wherever there's partiality and perversion, yes, my brothers and sisters, let the affliction be healed. Let the word of the Most High be heard. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. He told me, because of what I must do, he said, I'm with a crew, indeed, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he's asked of me, I would have his protection. His protection, his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you I'm indeed utmost thankful. The Most High told me, then I must tell you things, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, he told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's so much words, so many comparative ideas. Collective ideas that are contained in the scriptures. Words, my brothers and sisters, spoken by the Most High that, quite frankly, are discerned only when we have faith enough to know that everything the Most High says, everything he has said, reinforces everything else he says, and he denies nothing of his word. And that everything, I repeat, everything he says, my brothers and sisters, is a clue toward discerning the fullness of his message. And so often, my brothers and sisters, because men have not discerned, I say because men have not discerned purpose, men overlook so many important factors of what the Bible, or what the words of the Most High through his prophets have to say. Remember the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. It is by the Holy Spirit that these words were passed down to us. This record was passed down to us, but it's only by the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that they are elaborated upon to understand the fullness of what is the intent and meaning. Because the Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, again, so much truth has been ignored. Men, if you want to put it that way, ignorant. Blinded. So many ways not having spiritual strength enough to discern, my brothers and sisters, what is contained in the scripture that must be given fullest consideration. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Most I told me that I would accrue some very powerful enemies for what I would speak. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, we truly need to thank the Most High. I said, truly need to thank the Most High for his spirit. Most High says, according to his spirit, he teaches all things. Yes, he teaches all things. No lie in it. Teaches all things, my brothers and sisters, to the rebuke of all that is sin. How about the rebuke of whatever it is that causes division among his people? The Holy Spirit is a comforter, a reconciler. In other words, if we are reasonable men, taking in consideration all the Spirit will reveal concerning the thoughts of the Most High, hey, we can come to a point of peace. And that word, my brothers and sisters, is issued forth after that Holy Spirit. I said that word that is issued forth after the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, the Scripture calls it the Comforter for a reason, because it is to bring us to one common sense and knowledge of what is peace. And even the Hebrew word for peace relates to what is complete. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is a multitude of hasty conclusions. Yes, indeed, it's a multitude of hasty conclusions, my brothers and sisters. The men have drawn, not giving all things consideration. It has been a tremendous problem. Did you hear me? There's been a tremendous problem against men attaining to the peace that the Most High has promised his people. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures tell us well in the book of Galatians that the promise the Most High gives to his people is not according to many diverse doctrines. That word perceived also relates doctrines, progenitories, disciplines that come as a result of who people call a patriarch or a father. And he didn't say that that promise, the promise of peace, is after a multitude of different ideologies. He told Abraham to walk after a perfect word, and that would be the blessing. Pure, complete word, and that would be the blessing of all nations. That means all nations then must seek a pure and perfect word. Scriptures tell us the Messiah, as a righteous one, will bring finally peace. The word righteous, my brothers and sisters, also relates what is pure and what is perfect. In fact, my brothers and sisters, nothing else but a pure and perfect word is the gospel of peace. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, the word from on high, the whole pure word from on high. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, because it's going to be a shocking thing when people finally come to understand what the scriptures actually have to say about this. Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4:3, if any part of the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, then, since Messiah said, think not that he came to dishonor any part of the law of the prophets, that anyone, my brothers and sisters, since he said anyone who does this and falls victim to anyone who does, shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Anyone who seeks to make man fallen, foolish, false in his words. In other words, trusting in a word as if it were wise, as if it were salvation, yet is not, because it makes no man healed, makes no man whole. I need to go through that again. My brothers and sisters, any such partial or polluted word, Most High did not promise that any such thing, such word as this shall bring forth the peace that is promised to his people. He didn't say any such partial or perverted word, polluted word, would bring forth the full gamut of all that he has planned for those who love him. Most time, my brothers and sisters, never said one time that he would compromise his word unto the salvation of man. Because my brothers and sisters, if any of us were allowed to disagree with the Most High on any point, and that be an example, my brothers and sisters, it could be ultimately unto the destruction of the whole fabric of all the Most High has called his plan. His plan, my brothers and sisters, according to what he intended from the very beginning, and what he declared from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is indeed eternal. I would even tell you, my brothers and sisters, since the scripture says if the gospel be hid, men need to define that word. That word needs to be defined. It says the gospel be hid is hid to them that are lost. I would tell you if the gospel be hid, any part of that word be hid, or anyone seeks to hide any part of that word, he is a murderer. I would even go as far as to say if any man does not have a heart to seek the whole word, though he confess the holy name, in his misleading people, he is a murderer. Do I need to say that again? Anyone who does not seek the fullness of the word, think about it. You go before the Most High, he asks you what kind of fruit did you bear. Was it ever good, whole, true to all that is his name? His name, my brothers and sisters, what he vouchsafes a contract, a covenant with. If it wasn't true, why does he not call everybody's word true to his name? Hey, the scripture talks about a Matthias. Matthew, they call it, 7th chapter. It talks about watching out for false prophets. Who teach a fallen prophecy, testimony. Falling short. Is the Holy Spirit responsible for men speaking a fallen word? So watch out for false prophets. They teach a fallen word, if you will, a deceptive word. Many saying that it is worthy unto salvation, or bringing all people to one accord in peace. My brothers and sisters, is a fallen, perverted word, a pure and complete word, unto one understanding. See, watch out for false prophets. They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform, not to teach fully what is the will of the Father. What spirit is that, my brothers and sisters? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bringing all things to remembrance. I said the Holy Spirit teaches all things to bring all things to remembrance. By what spirit is it, my brothers and sisters, that man brought to the remembrance of the greater truth seeks to deny and define, even despise? By what spirit, my brothers and sisters, by what spirit is a man in any way, or is a man in any way inclined to deny, to despise, to ignore, to hide, even seek to silence what the Holy Spirit gave him to the holy prophets? My brothers and sisters, on this show I speak oftentimes, and I call it Hidden Gospel Revealed for a reason. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I call it Hidden Gospel Revealed for a very definitive reason. Because there's so much of the words of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. So many of the words of the Most High that I have hardly yet, and I've been listening, I've been asking, I've been petitioning. I don't tell you, can't tell you how much. I've been petitioning so many who call themselves Hebrews, call themselves, they say, some say Christians. And that wasn't even the title that the early church used for themselves. But I've called, asked many who say they use the Bible as a point of reference, for instance. I've asked many with regard to so many very, very powerful particulars contained in the scriptures. Why is it that they do not address so many very critical points that I oftentimes speak about on this show? Why? Why? Can they, well, let's say, I ask this question. What excuse do they have for not speaking these, so many of these very precious truths? I mean, they are reiterated in Scripture over and over and over and over again. Excuse me for a second. Okay, I think I have that. There was a not, a word not in the intro that should have been included that was not. It is now. And it clarifies a point. I just wanted to make sure that that was in there. I happened to be glancing over and happened to notice. And it was important that I put that there. In fact, let's go a moment through this intro, because I want to make sure that it's all heard correctly in terms of the context of what I want to talk about tonight. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, this is the Shabbat. This is the time, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has established that his people might come together, having one testimony, full testimony unto peace. You notice that word Shabbat and the word Shalom? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, that word relates the pursuit of what is pure and complete before the Most High, nothing less. Nothing less. But nothing else would be peace. The Hebrew word for peace and the word for completion is in so many respects the same. Even the word Shah in the context, my brothers and sisters, of a king relates a ruling standard. And my brothers and sisters, by any means, do people really believe that the ruling standard they should uphold should be less than the conscience the Most High intends? I would say there's a need to think again. Most High told me that any time man is subject to any conscience less than his own, I said he told me that any time the conscience of men is constrained to seek after anything less than all the Most High would declare, it is trouble. It is tribulation, my brothers and sisters. It is not peace. Please understand that. So what I wrote down here is we have 45,000 denominations in this world across some 280 nations, all claiming to preach the gospel peace. Well, my brother says there's 45,000 nations across, denominations across 280 nations all claim to preach the gospel of peace is deception. In fact, it is Babylon. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it's not salvation. It's not deliverance from a pack of liars. It is Babylon. It is deception. To think that everybody's differing word is the word of the Most High is certainly, my brothers and sisters, to be foolish. 1 Corinthians 3:18, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. What else is that saying, my brothers and sisters? That a lot of what is being taught out here is not the gospel. A lot of what's being taught out here, my brothers and sisters, is not a word from on high. It's a word tainted after the misconceits of man. It's a word, my brothers and sisters, many have learned by rote, but hardly have received the spirit to detect the meaning. I'd like to read this scripture to you, Malachi 2:16. For the Most High, the Holy One of Israel, says that he hates putting away, in other words, he hates anything that divorces his people or separates his people from him. For one covereth violence with his garment. Get my point. In some texts, he says he also, if you want to get the point, despises whoever covers his garment with wrong. Some texts say it this way. Let no man hide his iniquity in his robe. In other words, he covers his wrong or his evil with his garment, claiming to be something he is not, claiming to be true to the Most High, but is not. He says he despises them, my brothers and sisters, whatever causes people to sin, can count themselves wise and separated from him. He said, no one does this. Some texts read it this way. No one does this who has a remnant or residue of the Spirit of Yah. Therefore, let every man take heed to his spirit. Let every man take heed to the spirit. What does the spirit do? Teach all things, no lie in it. If everybody had a pure and perfect word, could there be divisions among us? No, my brothers and sisters. Could we see a different vision if we all saw the fullness of all the word declares? No, my brothers and sisters, we'd have the same faith and the same sense of an eventuality. But the Most High is speaking to the priest here, if you look at Malachi 2 and 1. And he's talking to anyone else, my brothers and sisters, who won't seek the fullness of his word. He said, you've dishonored, disrespected, irreverenced the authority of the Most High, even his name, with a multitude of different doctrines, different words, different thoughts. Yes, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of differing conclusions, sense of what is a conclusion. How about different expectation? How about different communication, my brothers and sisters? How about a multitude of different counsels, or doctrines, or decrees? How about a multitude of differing words seemingly eloquent for the people? How about, my brothers and sisters, men have dishonor the Most High after a different concept of what is judgment, what is discretion, what is wise. How about men have dishonored the Most High with a multitude of different messages, so-called oracles of prophecy, declaring a testimony that is not true. How about weary the Most High with alternate testimony? My brothers and sisters, what about men dishonoring the Most High with different so-called reports, different reasonings, even compelling people to petition and request otherwise than that which the Most High from the beginning has intended? What about dishonoring the Most High and his holiness with an unclean word? Come on, people, it's time to think about these things. How about dishonoring the Most High when these men speak after other conceits? Is it not obvious, my brothers and sisters, if we're going to be true to him? We have to realize what his word is and what it was intended, what his intention and meaning is from the beginning, and not after man, after a fallen mindset, or fallen conscience, still seeks to exalt. What does scripture say about that? Men not knowing the righteousness of Yah, seek to establish their own righteousness. How about Men not knowing fully what the Most High has intended as a word from above seek to establish then another concept of what is the gospel. How about not submitting then, my brothers and sisters, to the gospel and teaching another word or another concept of what is that word causes men to deny him who would preach the truth. You ever stop to consider that every lie a man believes is an obstacle against the greater dimensions of truth? It is deceit because it blinds people from being able to perceive or to conceive rightly. What is it, my brothers and sisters, that causes men not to discern the reality or to despise the reality? Is that not deception, my brothers and sisters? The gospel be hid. It's hid to them that are lost. How about misled? Is it not sin to mislead the people? Is it not sin to misrepresent the word? Malachi 2:17, you wear the Most High with your words, your doctrines. How about a multitude of different denominations and councils? People calling pastor, priest, rabbi, hiding their iniquity, inequity, injustice, unjust word in their robes, claiming authority. They say, yet you say, wherein have we wearied, disrespected, dishonored, misrepresented him? And that you say that everyone that doeth evil, how about speaks a word that is tainted or polluted or partial in any way? Still say it's good, whole, righteous in the sight of the Most High. And that he delights in such as do this. Or, let me tell you what it says in Aramaic. You say, where is the Holy One who judges after righteous judgment? Oh, they took that part out. Where the Holy One of justice, who judges according to what is righteous, the word for justice, I'm going to tell you now, the word for justice and the word for righteousness relates a fullness. My brothers and sisters, it's the same. But they just chosen your King James Version not to give you that clue. That word mishpah actually relates, my brothers and sisters, a righteous word. We're saying, where is the judge who, as if he won't want, no judge will come, who would judge according to righteous judgment, righteous decisions, decisions giving all things consideration? That's what the word righteousness means. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Shall man submit to a multitude of partial expressions, contentious, claiming to be wise, and say that the end result will be peace? Oh, my brothers and sisters, many have chosen to despise the idea of a righteous word being the goal of all the saints, because a fully righteous word in all that it is, exalting all the Most High declared, puts to shame every other word. But there are rulers who in all their multitude of differences say that no word will come to silence their multitude of diverse conjectures after which they have established themselves and establish their own avocations. But the scripture says, regardless of this presumption on the part of men, I said, regardless of this presumption on the part of men, he said, behold, I will send my messenger. Oh, sounds like he says he's going to send somebody who's going to deliver his message rightly, righteously, denying nothing. So behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Oh, you ever stop to consider that others have not prepared the way? Think about it. Says he will prepare the way before me. In other words, he will prepare the people, okay, to accept and be ready to accept a whole word. I didn't say a partial one. Hey, voice crying in the wilderness. Hey, voice like one crying in the wilderness, because most people are not willing to hear it. Declare the word, saying, comfort ye, O my people. The time of our warfare, how about our contentions, differences, must now come to an end, because all eyes must see the glory of Yah. How about the pure, perfect, and inerrant word? Telling people that word, in fact, comfort ye, means, and the word nacham means the same word also relating to the concept of repentance and preparing the people to be judged
by an exceeding word, my brothers and sisters, even by one who has intimate knowledge, preparing them to ready themselves for the king. And my brothers and sisters, the ancient word for a king is a guardian, a defender. Someone, my brothers and sisters, anointed. You know, what does the Holy Spirit do? Seek to teach all things, no lie in it. How about that he will judge the content of every man's character, soul, and intents by whether or not he is willing to accept the whole word? Say, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And they put down here, Lord, how about one who teaches all things? Hey, one scripture says in Acts that he will bring all things to remembrance. It talks about the times of refreshing. How about, my brothers and sisters, scripture says he will ultimately judge all mankind according to all things spoken by the holy prophets, that the Most High has given and spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. You see, in the Lord whom you seek, one who will not deny the name of the Most High, who will not deny any part of the covenant, who will seek all things, my brothers and sisters, to be restored in the fullness of their meaning. He shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek, how about the one who is the master of the word, master of the covenant, whom you seek? Or let's just say, whom you should be seeking, who you should be waiting for, who you should be expecting, shall suddenly, oh boy, catch you by surprise, catch many by surprise, the word sudden means. So suddenly come to his temple. Oh, wow. 45,000 denominations all teaching something different. I said 45,000 denominations across 280 nations all teaching something different and expecting not to be reproved wherever their word is imperfect. What does Revelation say to the churches, my brothers and sisters? He talks about telling people to repent because he has not found their works. How about their teaching, their conceits, perfect before Yah? Not truly true to all that is commanded when he said, go forth and teach all nations after his spirit everything. And he says, you must indeed, my brothers and sisters, seek this perfect word unless he come against you with the sword of his mouth, unless he blot your name out of the book of life. Many of my brothers and sisters, if whoever confess his name must seek the fullness of his will, must prove that he desired the fullness of what is divine will and no less. Say, behold, I send my messenger, he prepared the way before me. I prepare the people to accept the fuller word. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant. Some scriptures call him the messianic interpreter of the law. The anointed interpreter of the law. One who reveals the law, the covenant, not after the mere rote words of men, but after the spirit of the Most High. Whom you delight in. Or whom you should delight in. How about the one in whom the Most High delights? The one the Most High says ultimately then, for all the many who claim to be preaching the gospel, who will silence all the words of those who have not given consideration of all things. Let there be no more debate. No more double-mindedness, no more doubt as to what indeed is the word of the Most High. For this one is called the light, even the very light and word of the Most High. He is the one in whom you should delight. But my brothers and sisters, Scripture also says that the Holy Spirit, he functions after the spirit of remembrance. Bringing all things to remembrance. I ask the question, if the ancient truths that so many have ignored are suddenly brought to bear, I repeat, if the ancient truths that the world has sought to ignore, that all nations, I said all nations and all denominations have ignored, if that truth is suddenly brought to bear, if the combination of that's contained in the word, line upon line, precept upon precept, is suddenly put out there clearly before all the understand. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that whether or not men are willing to believe and accept and walk in that cumulative word will decide the thoughts and intents of every single living soul. Word of Yah is living, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. There's a reason why the scripture says you must put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah if you want to stand, be able to stand against the wiles of a devil deviant. Against the wiles, the trickery, the deceitfulness, to keep you from perceiving of anyone, my brothers and sisters, will cause you to draw a hasty conclusion whereby when the greater truth is taught, you're not ready to receive it. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. So many shallow-minded perceptions of these words that we call, because these words we call scripture that are contained in the Bible, so many shallow-minded, partial precepts have been taught. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the nature of a liar is that he would never tell you the whole truth. In fact, understanding that many stand upon a faulty foundation, they will teach you a half-truth to get you to fall deeper into a hole so they might exploit you. But the grace, the gift of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, according to so much scripture, is that the Most High, in fact, reveals his law. Wow. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that he reveals his law. What does scripture say the covenant of grace is? He says he will write, describe, teach his law upon the minds and hearts, that you be his people. How about that you be redeemed from all those who misteach and misadminister the word? We've talked before about how they put what they put in the so-called New Testament, but that word law, nomos. And it's an indiscriminate word. I said it's an indiscriminate word in that they use the same word for divine law and man's law as if there's no difference. We've talked about that before, my brothers and sisters. The grace of the Most High reveals an exceeding law that you, if you're true to his spirit, if you're true to his spirit, when the words of old are brought to remembrance, you would rejoice. He says, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight. How about the scripture talks about in Isaiah 42, behold my servant, my elect whom my soul delights, he shall bring forth justice, judgment to the nations. The isles shall wait for his law. What does it say in Isaiah 41? There was none, Most High looked and saw none able to give a righteous answer. None able to discern fully what is righteousness and what is right. Doesn't that relate then, my brothers and sisters, that his gift when he sends his son is a gift whereby men might at last, as the Most High told me, the greatest gift he gives is a law by which his people might love, trust, cooperate. The greatest gift he gives is a law by which men might cooperate. And if men cooperate, my brothers and sisters, it's because they have a mutual love and a mutual trust. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, that it is lawful for men who call upon his name to have differed ideas? I think we need to figure this thing out, my brothers and sisters, and understand that anyone who will not preach or seek to preach the whole entire all that the Most High declares in all its substance upon a firm foundation, whoever, my brothers and sisters, seeks to preach a partial word, confessing the holy name, ultimately then to mislead the people, he is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, a murderer. Hard words, but the truth is what it is. Most High is going to ask you, hey, according to what you have taught, did it bring men to him, or did it in any way mislead? I can only tell you to be presumptuous with regard to his word, my brothers and sisters, is to be left potentially and put in a place where you might be disqualified. The Most High didn't give anybody authority to lie. He didn't give anybody authority to twist his word. And in fact, my brother says, no twisted word is a result of his spirit. There's a lot of discretion, my brothers and sisters, that most have not discerned is needed. I can only tell you the Most High told me directly. Yes, he told me directly. He said to me, great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls under vanity. Meaning, great discretion is required, my brothers and sisters, that the result of all their efforts not be in vain, worthless. Oh, that sounds like a hard thing to say. Our brothers and sisters, Most High knows who it is that wants the truth of the fullness of his word, and he's going to indeed check the caliber of every soul. Because when he declared the truth and the fullness of what it is, the strength of a man's spirit will be decided by whether or not he can agree with that word or not. I asked the simple question, my brothers and sisters, relative to these scriptures we're talking about. When it says, the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight, behold, he shall come. And who will delight when he brings forth the word that reproves all? Because who can abide the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like refined as fire, like full of soap. In other words, his word, pure and perfect, will decide whether or not men are willing to receive that word of his, which is line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet or not. It will test to see, my brothers and sisters, whether or not men are ready to walk in that kingdom of peace. Because believe me, at the end of the day, the only thing that the Most High will be pleased with is a people discerning and walking in true to what is his peace. And his peace, my brothers and sisters, is a willingness and love for all his word. And no thing else wise but peace will be an acceptable offering to him. He says he considers refine or purify of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, meaning that any false voice, well, my brothers and sisters, any false testimony simply will not stand. In other words, pure person is gold and silver, the only that which is purest remains, that may be offered unto the Most High an offering that is only one, my brothers and sisters, and willing to receive the instruction of the Most High and the fullness of what the Most High intends, says, and then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem shall be pleasant unto the Most High, as in days of old, as in former days, as in former years. What else is this saying, my brothers and sisters, but there's a need to seek the whole word. When he says, I come near to you to judgment, be a swift witness against the deceivers, sorcerers, adulterers, those who take the word, my brothers and sisters, and twist it after the designs and the provocations, the bribes, the enticements of another. False swears who swear by his name, but not for the fullness of his will, therefore to misrepresent. Against those who oppress or rob the hired man of his wages. Hey, saying that he's giving him a word that's sufficient and is far from it. The widow, hey, anciently the concept in Israel is there was supposed to be a man in the house that can teach the word. There was oftentimes, those my brothers and sisters, they didn't have certain things you call social security. Widows were oftentimes those who, well, let's just say they had a tough time economically and spiritually oftentimes, when there were not those who would come in and offer help. Oppress all manner of people, the hireling of his wages, the widow and the fatherless, that turn aside, that would turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, says the Most High. Didn't he say he changes not? All my brothers and sisters, he talks about there's a need to return to him. How about remember his word? I can only say this. We need to ask the question, who did the Bible say? Who did the scriptures say, according to all the law and the prophets? Must come to restore the pure, perfect gospel word, that there might be wrought in the earth the promise of peace. Who, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say, the Most High himself advised, vouchsafed to silence every dissenting voice, that only a pure, perfect word remained. Who did he say would do that? Why do the churches not speak of it? Why is it so often that none hardly wants to speak of Messiah coming to silence the voices of all those who are now pastors, priests, rabbis, and kings in the world, and silencing every false prophet who won't speak according to a fullness of a word? Why, my brothers and sisters? Who does scripture say, my brothers and sisters, must silence every other voice, that every man recognize his guilt before Yah, that men might return unto him, repent and return unto him? And how is it the scripture say that that word, the one who speaks that word, would be exalted above all else, that none anymore after hasty conclusions be misled, none be deceived, none able to perceive? Did they tell you, my brothers and sisters, how this will occur? Again, I'm telling you, the promise is not according to the word of many, but the word of one, and it's a pure, perfect word. Scripture says, once a covenant is confirmed, no man changes anything in it to make another promise or another contract or another covenant. What about these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, at Isaiah 40? I could talk about these scriptures at Isaiah 40 through 41. We just started talking about those things a little bit. You ever look at these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that says that someone will appear, and because of him? How about Isaiah 40? I'd like to go to some of these words and just look at some of the things that are there. It makes you wonder how it is that these things were missed. All nations, 40:17, Isaiah. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Whole nations? Wait a minute. Some would say that if enough people have a word, they think if enough people have a word, that they figure that, you know, hey, isn't that the rule? Of for and by the people? My brothers and sisters, the Most High's one vote is greater than all men. If the whole world be a liar, the whole world, my brothers and sisters, if the whole world be a liar, the Most High will yet be true. What about the scripture here, my brothers and sisters, 40:10? Behold, the Most High will come with a strong hand, and his arm, his strength, his word, what he trusts, shall be his rule, shall rule for him. And behold, his reward is with him, and his work performed. In other words, guess what? What he has conceived, and what he has declared, and what he intends, his workmanship, will decide all things. And he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather them with the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. What about then, my brothers and sisters? What then should it be then? Oftentimes, the scriptures talk about lambs versus the goats. It means that his lambs, my brothers and sisters, he will guide. What about if man is hard of heart, though? Shall man's lack of faith gain him favor? What about this scripture, my brothers and sisters? 40:15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and a kind of small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Nations counted as a drop in a bucket, that's pretty much nothing. Means, my brothers and sisters, look at 40:17. All nations before him as nothing. They are counted him as nothing and vanity. Wow. Shall then what men create or aspire to call wise be truly in all things likened to the Most High? It means, my brothers and sisters, again, if a whole world has not discerned the need to seek a greater word, then the whole world is falling short. What about this word, my brothers and sisters? 40:28. Have you not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting Yah, the Most High, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? In other words, there's no destabilizing his strength after the word of man. There's no searching of all that is his understanding. It is he who gives power to the faint. If man forgets, the Most High does not. He gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. It is he that man must look to if a whole world is lied for the greater understanding. The book of Yaakov talks about this. If you scattered among the nations, among a multitude of provocations, and that's what a multitude of diverse ideas is. It's provocation against his will. He said you must ask him for wisdom, not be left double-minded and expect a reward. Say, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Most High shall be renewed in strength. And they shall mount on wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's talking about renewing a spiritual conscience, my brothers and sisters, fully in all things acceptable unto Yah. What the scripture says someone would do? Purge the people, purge the priests, like gold and silver that might be offered an offering in righteousness, considerate of all things the Most High intends, having a love for all that is his word. The scripture says somebody's going to come forth and say, keep silence before me, O isles, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment. How about increasing discretion? Who then, my brothers and sisters, he says, has raised up this righteous man like the rising sun? Get the point of the light that casts out all the darkness and all the seeming light that seems bright in the night. Called him to his foot. Gave nations before him. Made him rule over kings. How about he related in exceeding wisdom that proves all the kings and rulers foolish? He gave them as dust to his sword. How about the perfection of his word? And his driven stubble to his bow, the accuracy, my brothers and sisters, of his conviction, the accuracy of his word of conscience. Someone who will be able to pursue even rulers and pass safely, even by a way that he had not gone on foot. Conquering nation, my brothers and sisters, by the fame of his word, and even the fame of brothers and sisters of that which the Most High had granted him. Who has wrought and done it, calling the generation from the beginning? I, the Most High, the Most High, the first and the last, I am he. All my brothers and sisters. Scripture says someone is going to declare a word to silence many nations. For all the many different doctrines that men are teaching out here and calling the gospel. You have to stop to consider again, my brothers and sisters, that is not righteousness. That is not discernment. That is deception. I was in meditation today and heard the Most High speak directly concerning whoever would not seek the fullness of his word. He said, let them all be silenced. Did you hear me? He said, let them all be silenced. Whoever is not willing to seek the fullness of his word and to declare it. Whoever is willing to leave people compromised and deceived, let them all be silenced. I think about a scripture, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 41:21. It tells all the rulers, bring near all your strong arguments, your strong witnesses, your strong testimony, your strong case to defend yourself that you are godly. And the scripture says, because they could not declare what the Most High has spoken of old and what is promised to be. The scripture says they found them all abominations. Hey, not through his workmanship. Sounds so much like what Matthew, they call it, 7th chapter said. Called them false prophets because they preach a word not upon a firm foundation, thinking their word was true to his authority, his name. But if it's a word that misleads and causes people to look for a false vision and not to seek what is true, and not to discern what is true, my brothers and sisters, it misleads people not to be able to, what the Most High told me, misleads people so they're not able to be his disciples. Most High told me if you can look at all the different contradictions that exist in this world and believe it's a work of his spirit, you say, can't be a disciple unto him. If you can believe in most everybody else's misleading word, how can he teach you? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. The scriptures are telling us again and again that if we look in the world and we see a multitude of different voices, we need to add the Most High that he guide and teach. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, for all that you might hear from a man, the scriptures actually tell you, even Messiah himself said, there's many things that I long to tell you, but you won't comprehend them until the Holy Spirit has come. How about the word for come there means Holy Spirit is revealed. Reveals the greater definition and words of these words and these concepts and these thoughts. Like I say, my brothers and sisters, by what spirit and what manner of testimony does any man deny the exceeding greater word that is divine reproof, the word of Yah? But what spirit, my brothers and sisters, is it that when a word spoken long ago, forgotten, is at last remembered? But what spirit, my brothers and sisters, men seek to despise or deny or silence that word? If there's only going to be one peace, one salvation, my brothers and sisters, there will only be one peace. There will only be peace. There will only be salvation and deliverance from every deceitful voice. When every false testimony, every fallen short, perverse, polluted word in any way is at last silenced. If everybody believes that everybody's word is the gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the word of the kingdom, unto all these contentions be in peace. The faith of men is destroyed. Because I asked the question, if everybody believes they already have an absolute word, and everybody's argumentative about it, where's the peace? And for that matter, if everybody believes that word they have and solves all things, what are men waiting for? Scripture says, he for whom you're waiting. Waiting for what? Didn't Scripture say he's going to silence every contentious voice? Who can stand when he appears? Yeah, I think about the scriptures in Revelation 6:12 talking about a great earthquake. And that scripture talks about an earthquake at a city that has taught so many false voices that it must be destroyed to show the Most High delights in no man's confusion. And it says the king would say at the media at that time of that destruction of that city, it said they would say, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath is coming. Who should be able to stand? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I tell you now, the only ones who will be able to stand are those who are willing to accept the fullness of that testimony that totally exceeds the status quo. But I can hear people saying now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me only a perfect word is acceptable? Where is the love of Yah, they say? Or where is what they call Yah's love for us? Question I would ask my brothers is, how much, where is our love for him? Shall we despise any part of his word and still say we love him? Him whose very name means he is all that he is. Hebrew word for love does not speak of a compromise, my brothers and sisters, but a loving, searching heart that prepares to receive all that is the fullness of his word, all that is his testimony, that will bring forth the fullness of all that he promises, all that he has planned for the good of mankind, that no one be robbed and no one be left short of knowing how to begin to prepare and preserve that beauty. I'd like to read a scripture to you, my brothers and sisters, and I pray the Most High will help every heart to understand. Isaiah 48 says that man has spoken or called out the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, and the Most High is not pleased. He asks the question, who is there among you? He said he will not give his name to be polluted, nor his glory to another. He will not give his name to whoever would defy his word or deny his word in any way. Who is there among you who can declare this, that can destroy this confusion, silence every lie? Most High has called him for the express purpose, the scripture says, to perform all that is his pleasure, to destroy all confusion. He says his word is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, to show you the way that you should go, that there might again be peace. Isaiah 49 says that he declares to men, 48:22 actually, he declares to men that there's no peace. There will be no salvation as long as the wicked still yet have rulership in the earth. So I'm hearing my brothers and sisters, he opens the doors for men to see what is righteousness, to overturn all these constraints, that finally the truth might be heard.
90 seconds.
Tell me you got 90 seconds, heaven help it. Heaven help us to finish this. Isaiah 49, someone coming forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O ye peoples. Most High is calling from afar, from the womb, from the body of my mothers. He made mention of my name. For what purpose? Yes, my brothers and sisters, he's made his mouth like a sharp sword. He's going to sword. He's going to discern the difference between those who will serve Yah and those who serve him not. See, in the shadow of his hand is he hidden me. In other words, men have not always seen this way of truth, especially if they have not had a heart to receive the fullness. He made him a polished shaft. How about my brothers and sisters, one who doesn't miss the mark? His quiver as he hid me, said, you're my servant. He said, he comes forward and said, you're my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. One who even declares the pure and perfect, irrevocable, invariant word to his people Israel, who has gained strength, my brothers and sisters, and discretion, not from men, but from Yah. Formed from the womb, my brothers and sisters, to gather Israel back to the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even to be the light of salvation to the ends of the earth. This one, my brothers and sisters, declares a word above all the kings. This one declares a word above all the priests. This one reproves all. And my brothers and sisters, who will be willing to hear him? And why have your leaders not told you concerning him? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his praise always. Hallelujah. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. www.hiddengospel.com.
www.hiddengospel.com. I pray the Most High will direct your heart in the reading of these things. As I told you before, some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truth. You need to understand how to see beyond the illusions. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, how to see beyond those veils of lies that have prevented so many from attaining the glory or attaining the victory, according to Isaiah 25. For indeed, the victory, my brothers and sisters, is discerning all that truth that the rulers would not tell. I don't call this show HiddenGospel.com. Or I don't call this show Hidden Gospel Reveal for nothing. I don't call that website HiddenGospel.com for nothing. I will tell you again, brothers and sisters, whoever will not seek the whole word to seek all the truths contained in it, the Holy Spirit rebukes. I can only tell you, and I'm continuing the show a little bit, and what I'm saying now can be heard in the archives. The prophecies, my brothers and sisters, speak about Messiah coming from a distant nation in the last days. Isaiah 30, how about Isaiah 5, 26? Try the NASB text. How about 30 and 27? One with the name of the Most High comes from afar. Isaiah 49, 1 through 6 speaks of one coming from the scripture text actually says he comes from afar to bring Israel back. Hosea 11th chapter, particularly the 5th through the 12th verse, speaks about the whirlwind of the Most High whirling against the cities. Most High's mercy finally being turned, if you will, that's in Isaiah 27. Same kind of context in Isaiah 29, which says when people finally hear, or willing to hear, his mercy shall be turned, that men will discern the words of the book. So many prophecy, my brothers and sisters, relating Messiah in the last days being revealed from what I call a Babylon West out of what the scripture calls a far country. Isaiah 46, 8 through 13, in the latter days. Discern the true chronology of what is at Matthew 24. It talks about Jerusalem not being overthrown, great tribulation upon his people. And after that, my brother and sister, didn't say he would come but arrive the false prophet, but that does not deny Isaiah 49. It talks about one coming from saying, from the body my mother made mention of his name. And if the Most High has called him by name for a purpose from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, it means that he will indeed overcome. Because the Most High has called him from birth that he might return unto Yah in all things to perform his purpose. Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, what that meant? The Most High has appointed one. It's all on my website, HiddenGospel.com, Early Church Origin. To understand what was the anticipation of the early church. The Most High has appointed one, surely he has, to silence every dissenting voice, every partial and impure word. And wherever it is, men have thought that the people not discerning what the righteousness of Yah is have been deceived to follow a false word that is not the gospel. But why don't your leaders tell you about that? You ever stop to consider it because they in some way may know that they are not preaching the whole word? In some way they may know that what they're preaching is a supposition, not fully the gospel. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing in which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, for my judge is the Most High. He said Messiah will come to reveal the hidden things ultimately that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. I didn't say someone else. He said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. What he was saying is if his words seek to appease the status quo, the compromise of a diverse status quo, his word could not possibly be the gospel of truth. Well, my brothers and sisters, there are those among those who call themselves leaders. Coming out of seminary schools, creating seminary schools who created generic doctrines. You can take to any denomination you want to, seeking an avocation. And then there are the mega pastors who preach a generic doctrine that will fit some of every denominational outlook. My brothers and sisters, such compromise, I can only tell you what the Most High told me. It takes great discretion, great discretion, great discretion, great discretion, that a man not lift up his soul under vanity. Great discretion in the men, my brothers and sisters, not swear deceitfully. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, the men discern the righteousness that is from the Holy One of salvation, that they may ascend into the hills of the Most High. Because the King of Glory, my brothers and sisters, will compel no man to swear deceitfully or lift up his soul under vanity. In fact, my brothers and sisters, King of Glory is one who will be mighty in battle to stand up for righteousness. Read Isaiah 19:11-21 and understand it in the context of Psalm 24. And why Psalm 110 says, Lord, said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. And it's quite obvious if you read the rest of that Psalm 110, my brothers and sisters. It means that the one the Most High declares to establish indeed righteousness will indeed silence every voice of those who would stand against what the Most High has spoken. There's a reason why it says, to him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. It's a reason why the scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, all who are incensed against him shall be ashamed, because it is his word that should be exalted. And far better, my brothers and sisters, men should trust in Yah than to trust in princes. Trust in Most High rather than the trust in men. Because the day will come, my brothers and sisters, that the stone which the builders rejected, that sure word that the leaders of the churches, the builders of the buildings have rejected, that pure word, my brothers and sisters, that the leaders of this age have confused men not to conceive or to understand, that word will be the chief stone at the corner, meaning that the temples and the entire construct of the doctrine that men have taught upon a faulty foundation or a false foundation or a foundation that didn't consider this eventuality, it means the entire construct must fall. The stone which the builders rejected will become the chief stone at the corner. And yes, my brothers and sisters, that day in which that word which the whole world rejected, in the day when that word which the whole world rejected becomes the word exalts above all else and the foundation for all understanding, that day will be marvelous. Yes, a wonderful thing in our sight. Meaning it's a word, my brothers and sisters, and a testimony that was above most people's heads unless they were extremely inspired. Marvelous. A thing discovered and understood after the inspiration of Yah. Marvelous in our eyes. And the scripture says he will bind, I hope you understand what the words really mean, he will bind our festival processions like an unbroken chain. They didn't want you to think about that as a day, as a blessed day, a blessed time, my brothers and sisters, for peace. Because it means in that day, the festival processions, the Most High, men will no longer walk after otherwise the unholy days of the nations. Because if you knew to anticipate that, would you be keeping this Halloween, Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Mardi Gras, Lupercalia, Valentine's Day, all these pagan things that the world is about to thrust upon men? I sit back and think, right after the Feast of the Most High, October, latter October, usually the Feast of the Most High, you know, Feast of Tabernacles, Day of Atonement, Yom Teruah, Feast of Trumpets. Usually those feasts have found their conclusion by mid-October.
But boy, at the end of October, you got this pagan Halloween. You should check my website and see what it says about that, too. Halloween, the real truth. Baca's Connections. A couple of articles to check out. October, Halloween. November, this Thanksgiving, as if people are thankful for the Most High to give them food. But, hey, the doctrine we oftentimes seem to be thankful for, believing our brothers and sisters, is a curse. What about the words you need, my brothers and sisters, to survive? Is that word preached by most who talk about this man-made festival they call Thanksgiving? The feasts of the Most High are all about receiving His word. It is more than just men who are fed, but Yah, my brothers and sisters, who is praised. Truly who is praised according to His word, because believe me, you can't praise Him according to another. The word of another. November. December. Wow. December. Whew. I can only tell you what the Most High also told me about the month of December sometime. Month of November sometime. December. Wow, you know what's coming up, that pagan Xmas, Bacchanalia. January, New Year's Day. The Most High didn't say that's the time for the year to begin. New Year, if you're beginning, my brothers, the beginning of a year for the Most High begins actually in the spring, not the deadness of winter, and certainly not right after what they call the winter solstice. Pagan New Year. Not the true calendars of the Most High. January, they call it. Then you got your mid-February festivals. Lupercalia, they call it Valentine's Day. In the month of February, they call it the month of fever. Mardi Gras. Mars. Mardi, Fat Tuesday, Mars, great day to the pagan goddess Mars, Bacchus, Dionysus, had a lot of different names. The consort of Venus, my brothers and sisters, yes, the consort of Venus, Astarte, Astaroth, Easter was her name, yes indeed. You had those, that Lupercalia and Mardi Gras, great day to the pagan god Mars, consort Venus, Astarte, Easter in February. Going into March. And then what do you have after that, my brothers and sisters? 40 days after Mardi Gras, you have what they call the holiest day of the year for many people. They call it such. Pagan custom they call Easter, goddess of the dawn ceremony. So the goddess of lust it was, my brothers and sisters, to the Romans. Fathers, you go back and find out about this pagan custom. It's the queen of heaven, to Isis, going all the way back to Egypt. Thought the Most High, my brothers and sisters, commanded us that we should leave the pagan ways of Egypt. That we should have no other gods before Him, no other standards. I would prefer, my brothers and sisters, I would thank the Most High that He would lead His people to discern beyond these insanities. Yes, indeed. And He does His people beyond the insanities. But the heart, my brothers and sisters, must prove itself willing. His favor unto discipleship, my brothers and sisters, and those who will believe and love His truth. He says, if you love Me, keep My commandments. If you love Me, you will keep His commandments. You obey His instructions. He can show more to you, saying He will reveal Himself. So those who keep His commandments, He said, yes, indeed, He will make a place of abode in. But I heard a pastor even today sit back and tell folks, everybody there, tabernacle of the Most High. Wow. Is the word of the Most High in that tabernacle? The word He taught, my brothers and sisters, I heard much flattery and compromise in. Compromise, flattering, destabilizing, self-righteous, fatally flattering word, my brothers and sisters. No such thing will the Most High tolerate in His temple. A flattering word, my brothers and sisters, is not a word true to His. Not a word true to Yah. And it causes men to be stagnated and not seek the greater truth, defeating the cause of faith in Him. He said, watch out for false prophets. It really means watch out for anybody who preaches you less than the fullness of what is intended. Seek the whole word, my brothers and sisters.
Seek the whole word. For he told, Most High told me, till we are one, till we seek the completion in his word and are ready to receive it. Hey, there's still divisions among us, and that is not the hope of his salvation. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? It's been Edom Yah, covenant of remembrance of the Most High. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Ask your pastors why they didn't tell you about the one who will confirm whether or not men's words have been the gospel or not. And seek all that is contained in the scriptures. You might discern him in his time. HiddenGospel.com, Early Church of Origin. HiddenGospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. HiddenGospel.com. Yes, my brothers and sisters, there's an article there called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Remember the Promises, another article. Woe to the Shepherds, another. Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Addiction. Please listen to them all. Because I promise you, my brothers and sisters, there are truths there. That until the world we live in is willing to embrace them all, no soul is confirmed. I say let every false voice that will not seek the fullness of this word be silenced. Let the Most High alone be exalted in that day. Read all the scriptures in Isaiah, 1st and 2nd chapter. Say the Most High alone be exalted in that day when that fullness of light is revealed. And many who thought sought to be rulers, you know that old song, hey, everybody wants to rule the world. People will say, hey, when they find out what happens to a ruler who does not handle his business. The scripture still talks about they will, people will say, hey, they make me not a ruler over this people. Again, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again, this has been Edom Yah, Covenant of Members and Ministries. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings in. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters. I say for every ear that he brings near with a heart to comprehend. For the faith, my brothers and sisters, even the truth of the gospel, is not to those who think they already know, but those who prepare themselves to know so much more because they respect and revere the greater wisdom and righteousness of Yah.
You got